With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. While senators were moving forward with the confirmation of the next Supreme Court justice, what wasn't moving on Capitol Hill was the farm bill that expired a week ago. While the legislation largely stalled over the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, the people who grow the food and livestock that feed us were also impacted. One of them is rancher Carl Abel, owner of Abel Grasslands Ranch. He's used conservation funds to improve irrigation efficiency on his land.
If the Farm Bill conservation funds are pulled back, the guys that are trying to embrace new conservation ideas and methods, they need a push or incentive to try those methods.
Until Congress reaches an agreement on the Farm Bill, conservation programs will remain in limbo. Abel says the momentum lost while a compromise is sought is hard at a time when the agricultural industry is close to embracing conservation and reaping the rewards.
It's a long-term type view of your land. Conservation is something that producers, but also farmers, are just now trying to take a look at. They're starting to understand that that can make a positive impact on their bottom line.
There's no word on when Congress may take up the Farm Bill, but it's not expected to be taken up until after the midterm elections. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.